unfortunately, there's just short of 50,000 available for the entire county. And we all know there's festivals taking place and planned to take place in each and every part of the county itself. And here in Inishowen, it's no different from anywhere else. And unfortunately, just there isn't enough financial backing there to help the committees and the groups that are planning these events to actually put on the best event they possibly can. There's not enough support there presently.
And particularly for Inishowen to drive tourism, these festivals would be amazing to encourage people to come to the area, but there's obviously nowhere for them to stay to increase that tourism.
Well, that's the issue. For years, we've been told that the main objective is to increase the dwell time within the county. And it's difficult to do that when, you know, there's so many bed nights that are no longer available for the tourism sector. So we're facing sort of a perfect storm, where there's not enough funding there. And then if and when we do get some families and some holidaymakers to come to our beautiful peninsula here in Inishowen, we can't actually offer them any affordable accommodation. I just think that the council needs to take on board the issues that are facing the tourism sector. And we need to look closely at the policies that are in place, and those policies that are currently being enforced are most restrictive at best. And you just have to look at the planning applications there to see how many pod developments or campsites or camper vans or anything like that that would actually increase capacity for tourists to come and stay overnight. None of them are getting through the planning process. And I just think that it's imperative now that we put in place some sort of a positive policy there to allow anyone who has actually been brave enough to invest into this sector, they should be allowed some route to actually realise their plans and to deliver extra capacity that's so vitally needed by the sector.